Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Pei Dalet. We are 17 lines from the top of daf Pei Dalet Amid Aleph Amir Rabbi Yochanan. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael and Asunim Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufu Shalema for Chaim Yosef Shmuel Abba Ben Shira Binyamin Hillel Mordechai Ben Rivka. So yesterday we began the seventh perek of Maseches Bava Metzia, perek Hasoicher Es Apoyelim. Now, from the opening lines of the parak, it felt a little bit like Perek HaSoicher Es HaPoyelim picks up where Perek HaSoicher Es HaUmnin left off, stating that by the time we turned the page and we're about 10 lines in, we realize that the beginning of Perek HaSoicher Es HaPoyelim is different. In fact, it's Mole V'Gadish Divrei Agada. In fact, some of the most famous Divrei Agada in Shas. In fact, this Divrei Agada is going to continue until the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. So today is really the second of a five Daf series of Divrei Agada here in Perek HaSoicher Es HaPoyelim. Now, the sugya that we're in the middle of learning is Rabbi Yochanan, specifically Shufra de Rabbi Yochanan. So how did we come to Shofar the Rabbi Yochanan? So the parak began discussing a halacha that's related to Schiras Poyalim. In the context of that halacha, the Gemara quoted Psukim that we know from Baruch Nafshi, Tizrach Hashemesh Yeyosefun Ve'el Mo'inosem Yerbatsum Yetzei Adam Lifa Aloi Ve'lavoidosei Adei Orev. But Derech Agav, the Gemara then quoted another pasuk in Baruch Nafshi, Toshes Choshech Vihi Loilo Boi Sirmois Kol Chaisayar. The Gemara told the story how the great Tana, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, used that pasuk to be able to determine who the Ganovim were. He eventually took a job, seemingly forcefully, by the government, and he was told and instructed to try to weed out the Koitzim, to try to find Ganovim, ultimately put them on death row and have them killed. The Gemara then talked a little bit about Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, specifically some of what Reb Lazar Reb Shimon looked like physically. From there, the Gemara talked about how Reb Yochanan and Reb Papa and Reb Shmuel Reb Yossi looked physically. So we're talking about the physical appearance of Reb Yochanan. So the Gemara digresses a little bit to talk a little bit more about the physical appearance of Reb Yochanan. On that note, says the Gemara, Am Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan said, Ano ishtairi mishviri Yerushalayim. I am from the remaining survivors of the beautiful people of Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Hayman, the boy mechzi shufid Rabbi Yochanan. If somebody wants to see the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan, naisi kasa de kasma bibe silki, he should take a silver becher that literally just came from the smith that produced it. Vunamalya partzidoya de rumna sumka. And he should fill it up with the pits of a red pomegranate. Unahadr le kalila de varda sumka lapume. And then he should take roses, red roses, and he should make a crown on top of the kois with those roses. The noisve, he should then take this kois and he should put it beishim shalatula between the sun and the shade. Hahu zarure, that shine, that glow that you're going to see is mei'ein shufri de Rabbi Yochanan. It's not shufri de Rabbi Yochanan, but it's mei'ein shufri de Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara. It sounds from this like Rabbi Yochanan was very beautiful. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ano ishtairi mishviri Yerushalayim. Chazal waxed poetic about if somebody wants to see the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan, this is what you should do. In other words, it sounds like he's from the most handsome, from the most beautiful people to ever live. Hey, the Gemara is that so. V'amamar, we have a Messiah, shufri de Rav Kahana. The Rav Kahana was very beautiful, and his handsomeness was mein shufri de Rav Avo. It was mein the shufri Rav Avo. Shufri de Rav Avo was mein shufri de Yaakov Avinu. Shufri the Yaakov Avinu is me ain't Shufri the Adam Rishon. Now this seems to be the list of the most handsome Chachamim to ever live. Yet for Rabbi Yochanan like a Chashavle, why is Rabbi Yochanan not mentioned? If Rabbi Yochanan is Ishtairi Mishviri Yerushalayim and it's Hayman the boy Mechsi, not Shufri the Rav Kahana, not Shufri the Rav Avo, not Shufri the Yaakov Avinu Adam Rishon, it's Shufri the Rabbi Yochanan. So how come Rabbi Yochanan is not mentioned in this list? So the Gemara says, Shani Rabbi Yochanan the Hadras Ponim Loi Havile. Although it's true, Rabbi Yochanan was very handsome, but he didn't have a Hadras upon him. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Zakeh. He didn't have a beard. And because he didn't have a beard, so therefore he's not on this list. As if to say, this is a list of people that were very, very beautiful, but that had beards. And being that Rabbi Yochanan didn't have a beard, so it's for that reason he's not mentioned in this list. Now, the truth is, a lot happening in this Gemara. Specifically, Shufra, the Yaakov Avinu, is Me'ain Shufra, the Adam Arishan. Not for now, but if you take a look in the Arachayim HaKadosh and Parshas Hazinu, it's on the pasuk that says, "Bahanchil el yoin goyim, bahafridoi bnei adon, yatsev gavulois amim limisbar bnei Yisrael." So he talks about this inyan of shufra the Yaakov Avinu was me'ein shufra the Adam Arishon, and he says a davar nifla. He says that the shufra of Yaakov Avinu wasn't just me'ein shufra the Adam Arishon; it was me'ein shufra the Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was Yitzir Kapiv Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was Misoifo Olam Ad Soifo Ki Yodua. But then he ate from the Eitz Hadas, and as we spoke about yesterday, Zuama entered his guf, and as a result, he no longer was on the Madrega of Adam Arishon Koidem Achet. But what happened was, there was an Avram Avinu, and then a Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who was Mitosi Shleimo, he was on some level, on a level, back to where Adam Arishon had been Koidem Achet, and that's the oimik of Shufra, the Yaakov Avinu is Me'in Shufra Adam Arishon. It's a different ponim that Yaakov Avinu's Madrega is Me'in Shufra Adam Arishon. It's Me'in the Madrega of Adam Arishon Koidem Achet. But either way, says the Gemara, more on the topic of Shufra de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan have a Ozob Yosef Ashari Tfilah. Rabbi Yochanan would always sit at the gates of the mikvahs. Amar, he said, Kisalk b'neis Yisrael mitfilas mitzvah, when the b'neis Yisrael go to do tfilas mitzvah, lifku bi, let them see me, ki heichi de lahavalu b'ni shafiri kavasi, so that when they're then misdabik with their husbands, and maybe will become pregnant, they'll have children that will be as beautiful as me, and not just that, gmiri ayraisa kavasi, and they'll also have children that will be lamdonim, that are just like amrle rabbanon, so the rabbanon saw what Rabbi Yochanan was doing, and the reaction was like Mistafi Marmi Ein Abisha, meaning you could hear that the Rabbanu would have had a whole bunch of different types of reactions to this. But their response was, Rabbi Yochanan, you're not worried about the sakana? Why are you not worried about an ayin hara? Amalusi told him famously, I know Mezar the Yosef Kosino, I come from Yosef Atzadik, Dloy Shotobe Eino Bisha. Yosef Atzadik was above ayin hara. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ben Poiris Yosef, Ben Poiris Ale Oyin, Vam Rabbavo said, Al Tikri Ale Oyin. Ela oile ayin, that Yosef HaTzadik was able to rise above an ayin hara. Yitzhak Chanina had a different source. How you know that if someone comes mizara to Yosef, that an ayin hara can't affect him? The pasuk says, "V'yidgul aroiv bekerev aretz ma dogim shebiyom mai mechasen oisam veina." Just like the Dogon Shebiyam, they're covered by the sea, and as a result, it's not shaykh by the Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara is only if you see it, but if you can't see it, then it can't be an Ayin Hara. Av Zarish Al Yosef, so too Zarish Al Yosef, Ein Ayin Shaletes Ben, Yid Gulorei Bekerev Aretz, was said to Zarish Al Yosef. So Zarish Al Yosef is like the fish. And just like the fish, Ein Ayin Shaletes Ben, so too Zarish Al Yosef, Ein Ayin Shaletes Ben. So Rabbi Yochanan had this minig where he would sit at the Shari Tfilo. The Rabbanon didn't like the minig, they told him, why are you not worried about Ayin Hara? So he told him back, I know Mizara de Yosef Kosino, to Loishota Be'eno, and as a result, this is not something that I feel that I need to be worried about. Now, we're not going to talk about this now, but we have raid bites from Amol, Chassam Sofer Nifla, who discusses what did it mean that if the Bnois Yisrael were going to see Rabbi Yochanan when they left the Shari Tfila and were going to be mizdavik with their husbands, that somehow that meant that they would have children that would be shvirik Rabbi Yochanan, and children that are gemiri ayraisa like Rabbi Yochanan. So ayin sham. Another ayin sham is that Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ano mizara de Yosef kasina." So we've mentioned that the Seyda Adoris, Erech Rabbi Yochanan brings from the Svur Makdoshim, that say that Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that I'm an enokal of Yosef HaTzadik. He didn't say, Ano mi Yosef Kosino. What he said was, Ano mizara de Yosef Kosino. And the Seyda Doira says that we know that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Ha'amid Beis that Rabbi Yochanan had 10 sons that Lo Yaleinu died during his lifetime. And he used to walk around with the bone of his 10th son to be Menachem people. He would say, Dein Garmad Asira Abir, this is the bone of my 10th child that I lost. And if I was able to go weiter, regardless of what sorrows you might be going through in your life, you should be able to go weiter as well. And the Zohar Kodesh and the Sfurim HaKadoshim say that what's this inyan that Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons? It's because Anam Mizar de Yosef Kasina. Because Rabbi Yochanan came from Yosef, but he was Mizar de Yosef. We know that Yosef HaTzadik, we had in a sign with Ishes Poitif. So the Sfarim say that although Yosef was able to be Mezgaber, but there was 10 tipin of Zera that went out Mei Etzba Oysav. And because it went out Mei Etzba Oysav, there was this Chet of Zera, therefore it needed a tikkun. The tikkun came through Nishmas Yishar Rabbi Yochanan, and had it he made that tikkun by losing 10 sons. And that's the oimik of not Anom mi Yosef Kasina, Anom mi Zara mi Loshen Zera, Anom mi Zara de Yosef Kasina. And we've mentioned the pastor of W.I. Weiss in Brochus, Daf Hermedes. See, he says that once you see that Rabbi Yochanan's existence came to be Mesakin, the existence of Yosef HaTzadik, there's so many different things about the life of Yosef HaTzadik Tzaddik and Rabbi Yochanan that seem to be similar, and there's so many different things that come to life. One of them is what we just learned. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan didn't have a beard. Yosef HaTzaddik, we know, left without a chesim mezaken. Rabbi Yochanan, all the women used to look at him when they used to leave the mikveh. The pasuk says that benois tzad, right? All the girls used to come out, the banois, to look at Yosef HaTzaddik because he was so handsome. And he goes through mamish, inyan after inyan, where you find all these different similarities. Either way, says the Gemara Vaita. So we're in the middle of the narrative of Rabbi Yochanan. It says the Gemara, Yom Echad, one day, have a kasach Rabbi Yochanan in the Yarden. Rabbi Yochanan was swimming in the Yarden. Chazirish Lokish. He saw Reish Lakish, the Shavali Yardina Abasrei. Reish Lakish saw him. And Reish Lakish jumped into the Yarden to follow Rabbi Yochanan. Amale. So when Rabbi Yochanan saw Reish Lakish jump into the Yarden and he saw that he was so mighty the way he dived in, Amale, he tells him, Chel Chalei Raisa. He says, if you have such koyach, you have such strength, you should use your strength for Torah. Can you imagine if you would sit and learn what a Talmud Chacham you would be? Amalei. So Reish Lakish saw Rabbi Yochanan, who again was very handsome, and he told him, Shufrach Lanashi, someone that's so beautiful like you, you think the Eibishter gave you this Shufrach, the sin of Beis Medrash? Must be, it was Lanashim. Amalei. So he told him as follows, Ihadrisbach, if you're Chayzer, meaning if you do tshuva, Yohibna Lach HaChayzi, the Shfira Minoi. He says, I'll let you marry my sister, who's even more beautiful than I am. Kabul Olam. Where Shlokish heard that, he says, we have a deal. And he was Makabul to learn Torah. So the Gemara says, Boy the Mahadar Lasuye Mani. He wanted to leave the river that he was in to go get his things. Vle Motzi Adar. And he couldn't do it. Once he was Makabul to learn Torah, he became a little bit Shvacher. Rashi says, why? The Meshekibil Olav El Torah. Toshash Koiche, as soon as he was Mekabel Ol Torah, it was Toshash Koiche. This is the Indian of Torah Mateshes Koiche Shalodim. We always speak out from Yonis and Steif, who said that he heard from his Rebbe, the Shevet Sofer, that said, what does it mean, Torah Mateshes Koiche Shalodim? He says, because people walk around thinking, Koiche Va'itzim Yodi Asalias Achai Lazeh. People feel like they're in control, but when you learn Torah, it's Mateshes Koiche Shalodim. It's Mateshes, the Koiche Va'itzim Yodi. Puts you into perspective. It makes you realize that you're not in control. Either way, says the Gemara, Hoder Akayvasne, the Shnavya, Gaver Rabba. Rabbi Yochanan lived up to his end of the deal, and he sat with Reish Lakish and he turned him into a Gaver Rabba. Says the Gemara, Yemachad, one day, having Mifli Be Medrash, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, they were having an argument on learning a base medrash. They were discussing the following halacha: Hasakin, a saif, sword, Vasakin, and a knife. V'hapigyoin, v'haroimach, different types of spears, u'magal yad, u'magal kotzer, these are different cutting tools that are used in the field, me'imasai mekabel tumah, where are they mekabel tumah? Mishnas gemar melachton, and they both acknowledge that obviously it's whenever the gemar melachis, meaning whenever they're finished, whenever it's nigmar melachton, that's when they're mekabel tumah. Me'imasai gemar melachton, when is the gemar melachton? It's when you put it in the oven, in the furnace, that's when it's considered royal kabel tumah. Reish Lakish said, it's when you polish it with water, that's when it's complete. So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing with regards to when do we view these knives and swords and all these dangerous kalim as being Nigma Malachtam, that they're now Roy Lakabal Toma. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, I hear what you're saying. Listab listayusa yada. You probably know better than me. Why? Because you're a listim. And because you were a listim, so therefore it's mistaber that you know better. Meaning you were Isaac in this geshef. This was something that you knew. And based on that, it makes perfect sense to me why you would know this. Now, what's the background to this story? Everybody knows this. We've heard this since we're little children. Right? Shlokish was a rober, right? He was a listim, a zuyin. And this was his avoid until this story that Rabbi Yochanan was able to get Rish Lakish to be chayzer b'tshuva. But being that he had a background as a listim, so it's for that reason he told him, oh, I understand. Listab listayusa yada amalei. So Rish Lakish heard what Rabbi Yochanan said. He said, nu amah, honestly, why did I do this for? I gave it my whole life. I was chayzer b'tshuva. I came to Beis Medrash for what? For you to tell me listab listayusa yada. And then he added to that. So you're going to tell me, oh, maybe I did it because I became Rish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. But he said, hasam Rabbi Karuli and Oga Rabbi Karuli. I was considered a Rebbe there too. Rashi says that he was Rabban Shalistin, Varosh Lemo Yisi. I was a Rebbe, I was a Rashid, I was famous. I had a good life when I was not religious. So what did I need this for? Amalei, Smeb Yoichan told Reish Lachish, you're not sure why you need this? Ahani loch ta'akrivinuch, tachas kanfei ashchino. Well, what kind of time is that? What do you mean you became from? So, okay, you weren't the same Rebbe now that you were then, but how could you tell me, Amma, honestly? But the Gemara says, after this exchange between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the relationship was never the same. Chalish daited Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had chalishas hadas. He felt that maybe what he told Reish Lakish was wrong. And because of the chalishas hadas of Rabbi Yochanan, chalish Reish Lakish became sick. Rabbi Yochanan had chalishas hadas because of Reish Lakish. Say where Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, and where Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan back. This whole exchange made Rabbi Yochanan very uncomfortable, and it caused Reish Lakish to become sick. Says the Gemara, Asoy Achsei. So Rabbi Yochanan's sister, who was Reish Lakish's wife, came, and she started crying to Rabbi Yochanan, and she said, Rabbi Yochanan, my husband's very sick. You have to make him moifus. You have to make him better. She said, "Asay bishvil banai." And even if you don't want to do it for me, or even if you don't want to do it for Reish Lakish, but do it for my children. Amalah. So he told her. The pasuk says, "Ozva yisoyf mecha ani achaya." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm davia yisoyf. You have nothing to worry about. Asay bishvil banai. The Eibishter will take care." So she said, "Asay bishvil amanusi, but I'm going to be an amana. Do it for that." Amalah. So he said, "Look at the end of that pasuk. Amanoisecha alaytiv tachu." No, the Eibishter is the Dayan Almonis. This is not something that you have to worry about, says the Gemara. It's Rabbi Yochanan, it sounds like, didn't make the moifes that maybe his sister, Reish Lakish's wife, wanted, and noch, nafshe, the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish was nifter. Says the Gemara, Vavakom, Esad, Rabbi Yochanan, Vasrei Tuva, and Rabbi Yochanan had a tremendous amount of tsar because of the fact that Reish Lakish was nifter. Amr Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan said, man leizvo, leizvi ledaite. Someone has to go, and someone has to try to be mafayis, to try to appease Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara said, who should go? Is Rabbi Elazar ben Pados? I think the right person to go is Rabbi Elazar ben Pados. Why? The Mechadid in Shmaitse, because he's very good in learning, and he'll be able to be Mephias Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, what was bothering Rabbi Yochanan so badly? It wasn't the sorrow that he lost his good friend, right? Rabbi Yochanan used to walk around with the bone of his 10th son, and he would say, Dein garma da siroi bir. The problem was that he lost his chavrusa, he lost his Torah, and as a result, this was something that was very hard for him. So the Olam said, Rabbi Elazar is also very good in learning. He's mechadid man shmaitze, so let Rabbi Elazar go to him. So the Gemara says, Azul Yosef Kameh. So Rabbi Elazar went, and he would prepare share, he would sit together with Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Kol mil sadava om Rabbi Yochanan. Everything that Rabbi Yochanan would say, Amalei, Rabbi Elazar would tell him, Tanya de Messiah, I have a braisa that supports what you said. So Rabbi Yochanan said, At kebar lakisha, what? You're like Bar Lakish, you're like Reish Lakish. Everything I say, you say, I'm saying good. I don't need you for that. Bar Lakish, yeah, I mean, so when I would say it was something to Reish Lakish, have him actually Esen Vabal Kushiyah. So he would ask 24 questions. Umefarik nole Esen Vabal Peruki. And I would say 24 terutzim. Umemele Rav Cheshmaitza. And between the two of us, 24 questions and answers. It's like this. By the time I was done, I had a much better Havan in the Sugya. Va'at Amrali Tanya de Messiah Eloch. You're bringing me riyas to what I said. Atula Yodana de Shapika Amina. I need you to tell me I'm saying good. I know I'm saying good. I need you to tell me I'm not saying good. Help me say better. I don't need you for that. So the Gemara says, Avaka Azul Vakara Money. Bechner went, he tore his clothing, the Kabachi cried, Amar Hechat Bar Lakisha, Hechat Bar Lakisha. He was walking around, where did you go, Reish Lakish? Vavaka Tzavach, and he was screaming, Ad the Shof Daite, Rashi, Nekra Mimenu Daitoi, Finishtata. And the great Rabbi Yochanan Mamish was Nishtata. The Gemara says, Boy Rabban Rachmi Allah, the Rabban and Davin, to put Rabbi Yochanan out of his misery, the noch nafshe, and Rabbi Yochanan passed away. A Gemara that came to mind was a Gemara Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara tells the story that Rabbi Elazar was once in Beis Medrash and he said over a halacha that Rabbi Yochanan had once said, but he didn't say it over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And when Rabbi Yochanan heard that, he was very disappointed because Rabbi Yochanan was someone that used to talk a lot about the Inyan of Sefsoy Sedovoy Spekever, and it bothered him that Rabbi Elazar is saying over Torah, that's really his chiddush, and he's not saying it over in his name. And all the different chachamim came and they tried being Mephias Rabbi Yochanan, and nobody was able to be Mephias. And then finally, Oyle Gabe Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Rabbi Yaakov Aridi came and he said, let me see if I can be Mephias Rabbi Yochanan. So he told him, the pasuk says, Kashatziv Hashem es Moshe Avdoi, Kain Tziva Moshe es Yeshua, V'chein Ose Yeshua, Leheser David Michal Hashatziv Hashem es Moshe. Yeshua Benon would say over Torah in the name of Moshe. That's essentially what the pasuk is saying. So Rabbi Yaakov really asked the Rebbe, he says, tell me, V'chein Kol Dovash Amal Yeshua Ha'yomer Lem Kach Amal Li Moshe. You think every single time Yeshua ben Nun said something, he would say, I heard this from Moshe, I heard that from Moshe? Of course not. El, Yeshua, Yoshe, the Deir Stam. Yeshua would give share, the Hakko Yoidim, and everybody knew, Shet Teiros, Yeshua Moshe. Then Moshe Rabbein was Medam and Mitoich Groino. So he told him, Af Rabbi Loza Talmidcha, your Talmud Rabbi Yochanan is the same way. Rabbi Loza is the same way. Yoshe, the Deir Stam. He sits and he dash in Stam, the Hakko Yoidim, and everybody knows, that whatever Rabbi Loza says, he's just mimicking, he's parroting your Torah. Everyone knows it's yours. You don't have to say that. Amar lahem. So when Rabbi Yochanan got this pius, he said, "Mipnei ma iatem yoidem lefayis ke ben idi chavirenu." How come you can't be mefayis me like ben idi chavirenu? So first of all, it's interesting that here too, Rabbi Yochanan was in a matzav where he needed the olim to be mefayis him. Over there, Ben Idi was able to be Mephias him. In our Gemara, they tried being Mephias Rabbi Yochanan. Hecha at Bar Lakisha, Hecha at Bar Lakisha. Nobody was successful. But what was the pious? The pious was that it's true, Rabbi Elazar is not saying over Torah Rabbi Yochanan's name. But Hakol Yoidim, everybody knows that when Rabbi Elazar talks, he's saying over Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar doesn't argue with his Rebbe. Reish Lakish always argued with his Rebbe. Rabbi Elazar didn't. They were both Talmidim Mufakim. Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan says one way, you can almost be certain that Reish Lakish says the other way. Unless it says Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Tamri Travayu, chances are it's not that way. But Rabbi Elazar was just the opposite. Rabbi Elazar was Yoshe V'dayr Yishtam V'hakl Yoidim. That's mamash playing out in this Gemara. In this Gemara, everything Rabbi Yochanan would say, he would say, Tanya de Messiah Eloch, Tanya de Messiah Eloch. And he told him back, Otto lo Yodana de Shapir Karmina. That was the learning relationship between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. But I just want to speak out one ha'ara before we go vayta. Usually we save the rate for the end of the share, but just one. Ha'ara. It's a ha'ara nefla. It's from Hagoyin Reb Reuven Ber Moshe, Reb Reuven Margolis. It's Veruyin Advarim Lamisha Amram Lanias Daiti. This is like a top 10 chiddush of all time. But it's so Ruyin Advarim Lamisha Amram that we have to interrupt the share for this. And that is that. So the Gemara tells a story with Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan was in the Yarden, Reish Lakish sees him, he jumps in, and Rabbi Yochanan sees the kayach that Reish Lakish has. So he tells him, when Reish Lakish sees the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan, he responds and said, "Shufruch l'nosh." So Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, "Ihadras bach. If you're choise b'tshuva, yohivna lach achoisi the shvir mina. I'll let you marry my sister, who's even more beautiful than I." He was mekabel, and the rest is history. Tosfos Dibra Maschel Ihadras bach says, "Mikan amar Rabbeinu Tam." That from this dikto kaloshin of Hadrasbach, Rabbi Nutam said, that mitchilo yodahar, that Reish Lakish, real in the beginning of his life, was a big Talmud Chacham. Elisha parak ol toiro, v'nasa ama'aretz. But he was parak ol toiro, he became an ama'aretz, v'osak b'listois, and what's this raya? Midekomar I Hadrasbach. Because what's the loshin I Hadrasbach? Hadrasbach means come back to us. What do you mean come back? I've never been there. You can only go back to a place that you've once been. So Rabbeinu Tam, the great Rabbeinu Tam, said that from this lashon that Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish I Hadrasbach, it's mashma that Reish Lakish was once great. What happened? In the words of Rabbeinu Tam, Elisha parak ol toira, v'nasa ma'aretz, v'asak b'listiyos, and now he made him an offer that if you come back, I'll let you marry my sister. He comes back and he becomes Reish Lakish all over again. So Rabbi Margolis says it's just so interesting that Reish Lakish was once great. And then when he went off to Derech, he mamish became a listim, or a tseyach, parak ul toira. He became an amaretz. Right? We know the Gemara with Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. He went to the Diumesis, and instead of saying Achodesh Azal Lachem, he said Acheresh Ayoliba. But this is like on a whole nother level. Okay, this is what Rabbeinu Tam said. Kabbalah he nekabo. But it's a little bit hard to understand. It's a little bit schwer. So Rav Reuven Margolis has a Dover Nifla. He says, there's a Yerushalmi in Masechtes Beya. It's Perikei Halacha Beis. The Yerushalmi says as follows. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Treyon Am. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, both said, Anan loy zachinon la iraisa. The reason we were zoich at the greatness in learning, elo begin the chameinon etzba'asei the Rebbe. Because we saw the fingers of Rebbe sticking out min gulkin in the day from his bekature, from his frack that he was wearing. And that's why we achieve greatness in learning. If you look at the context, the Gemara right before that says that Rebbe said that the reason he achieved greatness in learning is because he saw Reb Meir Me'achayr. Gemara and Talmud Bavli, Erev and Dafyud Gimel on the base. And he said, had I seen him from the front, then forget about it. You can imagine how great I would have been. So as a segue to that, it's mamash the next Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Trei and Amrun, Anan loy zechinon loy reis, Elo begin the chameinon, Etzpasei the Rebbe, Mingulkin in dide. But says Rabbi Margolis, you see one thing in this Yerushalmi. The Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish were both Talmidim of Rabbi Yudan Nasi. So everyone knows that Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmid of Rabbi Yudan Nasi. But you see from here, it wasn't just Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmid of Rabbi Yudan Nasi, it was Rish Lakish also. And not just that, it sounds like they were like there at approximately the same time. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish have a Talmud-Rebbe relationship, but it's number one, Talmud Chaver. And number two, Rabbi Yochanan was only a little bit older than Rish Lakish. Fact. And as a result, they were both learning by Rabbi Yudan Nasi around the same time. So it says Rabbi Margolis, Yesh Loimar. Lulei de Mistafina. Everyone knows this Gemara. Everyone. Tainis Taf Chof Aleph Amar Alf. The Gemara says, Ulfa Rab Yochanan, Havi Garsni by Raisa. Ulfa and Rab Yochanan were once learning together. The Chikulum Mils Natufa. And the situation became very dire. They mamash had no money. Amri, they said, Nekum Venezo Venavit Iska. Let's go out. Oma Machin Geschäft. Let's get involved in an Iska of Perik Ezo Neshach fame. I think everyone knows what an Iska is today. Venekayim Venafshin Efes Kilo Yir B'chayevyon. So the Gemara says they left Yeshiva and they went and they sat down to eat lunch, and all of a sudden Rabbi Yochanan hears a conversation happening between two Malachi Ashars. One Malach tells the other Malach that there's two people over here. They're Manichin Chaya Oilam Abov Iskim Chayesha. I think we have to take this dilapidated wall. We have to knock them down. So the other Malach said, I hear what you're saying, but you realize one of these two people is destined for greatness, and because of that, we can't do this. Rabbi Yochanan hears this conversation. He turns to Ulfa. He says, Ulfa, did you hear anything? He says, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm eating my lunch. I didn't hear anything. He says, oh, Shmami, no, must be that I'm that one person. Rabbi Yochanan tells Ulfa, I'm going back to yeshiva. Rabbi Yochanan goes back to yeshiva. Ulfa becomes a soicher. Rabbi becomes Rosh Hashiva. Years later, Ilfa comes back and he sees Rabbi Yechon's Rosh Hashiva and everyone's giving him tremendous kavod. Ilfa said it, and they all told him, by the way, Ilfa, you realize you were on fast track more than Rabbi Yechon. And you stayed in Beis Medrash, you would have been the great one. He says, oh, you think because I left Beis Medrash, I'm not great anymore? V'chulei, v'chulei. So Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, they're sitting in Beis Medrash together, and it was Tchikulum Milsa. So they decided that we have to do something about it. Efes kilo yir b'cha efyon. And what did they do? They went out to get involved in Iska. Says Rav Reuven Margolis. The Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Chavtes, Daf Lamed, Mitzvah Sa'oval Ben. One of the mitzvahs that every father has an obligation to teach a son is he has to teach him an umnis. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol she'enim malamdoi umnis, malamdoi listis. If somebody doesn't teach a son an umnis, it's malamdoi listis. The Gemara says, listis. Zolkatai toch elo ki'ilu malamdoi listis. Abafek the Gemara, my benai. It sounds like there's a machlek is going on in this braisa. The Chachamim say that a father has to teach a son an umnis. Zolk Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't teach him an umnis, it's ki'ilu malamdoi listis. What's the difference? You have to teach him an umnis. The Tanakhama, the Chacham said you have to teach him an umnis. Rabbi Yehuda said you have to teach him an umnis. He rather was moisif, that if you're not going to teach him an umnis, it's gilu malam the lipstis. There has to be a significance to halacha. This is a braisa. So the Gemara says, Ike benai. You know what the nafkamina is? The agmere iska. If he teaches him an iska. If someone has an umnis, a real fach, an umnis, that's good. But if all you have is iska, iska's vaiter ki ilu malam doylistis. And the reason is, because if someone has iska, that's his own knowledge, then who said he's going to have business? And sometimes you're not going to do business erlich. So the Chachamim say you have to teach him an umnis, iska works. But Rabbi Yehuda was moisif, that kol she'enim malam doy umnis, it's ki ilu malam doy listis. What is that coming to be moisif, that if you teach him an iska, that's not enough. That's not oiskalt, that's not considered an umnis. So he says, yesh loimah, it's not rochik to say that Reish Lakish was in this chabura, like you see in the Yerushalmi. He was together with Ilfa, he was together with Rabbi Yochanan, he was chad chavraya, he was mamish echad b'nei chabura. And they all got up to do what? What did they say? The Gemara says, Amri nekum v'nezel v'na'avid iska. Let's go do an iska. And Ilfa went to do an iska. And Reish Lakish went to do an iska. And Lamaisin, Rabbi Yochanan was very disappointed at Reish Lakish that he didn't come back and he did iska. And if someone's Isaac in iska, what did Rabbi Yehuda say in Kedushin Daf Lamed? It's Ke'ilu Malam, they list this. He said he didn't become a listim. He didn't become an Amma'aretz. He wasn't Pirik El Taira. He said he was never a Ritzeach. He didn't get involved in Shvichas Damim. What he became was, he became a person that was engaged in iska. But Chazal used to deem someone that was involved in iska that it's Ke'ilu Malam, they list this. And that's why he told him in this Gemara right here when he said, his zog. He said, "Listab, listi yusayada." Not that he was a listim. He was a listim. How do you make sense that here he's this great Reish Lakish, then he becomes a listim mezuyin, and then all of a sudden he makes this tremendous comeback? The teretz is he was Isaac in iska, like Chadim and Chavraya Ilfa was. He was also Isaac in iska. Oh, but kolam alamdoy is benoy iska. It's kolam alamdoy listis. That's the maibenayu. That's the nafkemina. That Rabbi Yehuda was coming to Moshe for some furish gemar kedushin daf lamed and aleph, and that was like it was like a dig. Listab, listi yusayada. Not that he was really a listener. Oh, I hope you know about swords, because the Mr. Chalistim. Listim, yeah, he's a soiche, he's a banker, but that's the point. The point is, listen to the list, you say yada again. This is like a top 10 chiddush of all time, but certainly beruyin advarim lemisha avim. Either way, zokti gemara vaita. So we're going back now to Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon. So what was Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon's avoida? His avoida was that he worked for the government, and his job was to try to weed out people that were got nothing, put them on death row, and ultimately have them killed. And the Gemara told a story about how one time somebody came to Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon, and he told him Chaimitz ben Yayin, because of the avoida, the job that he was involved in. And he said, Mid the chutz of Kulei Hai, Basni, he's a Rasha, and he hands him over to the authorities, and they're going to kill him. And then immediately after this happened, Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon had charati. He says, you know what, maybe I made a mistake. So he tried redeeming him. It was already too late. And he had tremendous chalishas hadas. And they came to him and they told him, Rabbi, al yei rabbi necha, shehu b'noi balu naira murasa b'yoyim ha-kipur. So the Gemara says, he niach yod al b'nei meyav. He took his hands and he put him on his stomach. Omar, he said, sisu b'nei meyai sisu. U'masvei kishalochem kach, v'adoi shalochem alachas kama v'kama. No, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon acknowledged that he was involved in a very dangerous game. He's giving people shvichas damim based on gut. Maybe he's getting it wrong. But when he chapped that even the sveikis, when he wasn't sure, all the person was a mechutzif. But he said, Shmami no Rishiyu. If even that he got right, then for sure the vadois. And when he heard that, he had a tremendous nechama. But the Gemara said, Vafilu hachi, stating that, when miyas fedaite. It still was something that was bothering him. So he said that I want to see whether I'm doing the right thing. How am I going to see? He went in to a surgery. He had them remove some of the fat from his body. The Gemara says he was a bal basam ma'oid. And they took this fat. He said, we're going to put it out in the sun, and we're going to see if it decomposes, if it decays in any way. If it does, that's a sign that my mayai, that I'm so confident in, maybe is not doing the job. If it doesn't, that's already a good sign. Either way, they put it out. Nothing happened to it. And Kari Anafshe, he said on himself, af besori yishkoin lovetach. So again, Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon is using his gut. Sisu b'nei meyai sisu. He's a little bit unsure. He does this surgery. It gives him now an extra layer of confidence. That's where our Gemara picks up here on the top of Peidalam Abayis. As the Gemara, v'afilu hachi, despite all that, like samach, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Adaita, he still wasn't 100% confident. He still was concerned that maybe he's not getting it right. And because of that, as a tikkun, as a kapara for the avoida that he was involved in, kabal aleo yisuri. He was mekabal on himself yisurim. He literally made a kabbalah. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. He said he's willing to take upon himself yisurim. So the Gemara says, how did these yisurim work? But urta at night, havimaych leshitin namte. They would take 60 begadim of felt. They would put it underneath them. Letzafra in the morning, nagde mituse shitin mishichla dama v'kiva. They would fill up 60 basins of blood and of pus, so they were wringing out these 60 begadim, meaning overnight so much blood and so much pus came out of him that when they would wring it out in the morning, that's how much was coming out. Says the Gemara, the next day, of the late Devisu Shita Mini Lifta,
Rabbi Elazar of Shimon's wife would prepare for him 60 different types of lifta. Rashi says that's a food that's made from figs. V'achalu, he would eat it, ubari, and he would be healthy. But despite the fact that he felt good in the morning, his wife didn't let him go to Beis Medrash. So that Rabbanon shouldn't stop. But right, you know, Beis Medrash people are sometimes, you know, there's a lot of people there. So because a lot of people there, she thought it wasn't healthy for him. Says the Gemara, but at night, Amaluhu, he would tell his Yesurim. Rashi says, they should come. But Saf in the morning, Amalu, we would tell them, Zilu, I want you to leave, and they bittel Torah because of bittel Torah. This is what would happen. So every single night, Rabbi Elazar Shimon is lying in bed, he's meduka bi yisura mamish, and in the morning, it went away. Somehow he was better. And what's the background to this? Because he really brought the Yisurim onto himself. So at night, the Yisurim would be there. He would say, Achai v'rei I bo. And in the morning, he would tell them, Zilu, because he didn't want to get involved in Bittul Torah. Says the Gemara, Yom Echad, one day, Shama Devisu, his wife overheard that the background to all these Yisurim is Rabbi Elazar Shimon is bringing it on to himself. Meaning, she thought her husband's not well. Okay, so she's taking care of Getrai the fro. But then when she heard that he's bringing it on to himself, she wasn't so happy. Amalei, she said, Atkom Maisis Lohu Ilovech, you're doing this to yourself. Kalisa Mamin Shabbai Sabbath. You realize all our money, all our savings, everything is being depleted, right? All the food, number one, that she had to prepare, and all the clothing that they were going through every single night. Imrida, she got very upset at her husband. She left. Azalabay Nasha, she moved in with her parents. Says the Gemara. So what happened? Now there was no one to take care of Blessed Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, Hashem made a miracle. Sleek of Asa Handuk Shit and Sfunot. There were 60 sailors that came. Ailulei, Shit and Avdi. And on these, together with these 60 sailors, there were 60 avot. Kinekiti shit and arniki, and they had 60 arniki, 60 treasure chests. Va'ovdulei shita mini lifta, and they made 60 different types of lifta, like his wife used to make. Va'achlo, and he would eat it. Yom echad, one day, amar lo labarte. So this is the wife of Blazer Rav Shimon, who's now living with her parents. So she tells her daughter, Zili baki ba'avuch, my ka'ovit. Go inspect, go take a look at your father. I want to see what he's up to. So the Gemara says, Asya, she went. Amalah, he told her, Zili Amri Le'imech, go tell your mother, Shalanu Gadam Mishalahem, that I know that, you know, your wife, my wife is living with her parents, and apparently it seems like there was geld over there, and they were very wealthy, but the Ashiris that I have now, since she left, I'm doing better than she is. Kari Anafshe, and he said regarding him the following pasuk, Hoysa Kani Soicher, and this is literally Mimerchak Tavi Lachma, says the Gemara, Achav Shasi Ubari. He ate and he drank and he got better. Now that his wife wasn't there, so now he's already able to go to Beis Medrash. Right? He couldn't go to Beis Medrash the whole time because she didn't let him go to Beis Medrash. She said, the Rabbanu are not stupid over there. But now she wasn't in the picture, so he was able to go. Nothing to the Beis Medrash. She went to Beis Medrash. They brought 60 different types of dam, taharinu, and he was metair all of them. Meaning there were women that had dam and they didn't know if it was dam tar or whether it was dam tame, and they were waiting for a rough. Now Rav Elazar ben Shimon is back in Beis Medrash, so he was able to paskin, and all 60 of them he said is tar. So the Gemara says, "Have a kamaranani rabbanon." The rabbanon were be meranin; they were making latzanas. They said, "So good, daitach les buchad sofik." What are the statistical chances that 60 for 60, all of them are going to be okay? Amaluhu, he told them, "Im kam moisihu." If I'm right, you kulam scharim. Then you're going to see all 60 are going to be schar, meaning all of these women are going to now have a child, and you're going to see that they're all going to be svim laf, tehein nekeva achas ben. If there's one nekeva, that's right that I was wrong. Hayu kulam scharim, the Gemara says, they were all scharim, vasikuluhu, Rabbi Elazar al Shmei, and they all named their child, all 60 of these boys were called Rab Elazar. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, kama piryah v'rivya bitla risha zu miyisrael. Think about how much piryah v'rivya risha zu was Mevatel. Now, who is this Risha? So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat Rashi says it means the wife of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Because you see that Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon wasn't allowed to go to Beis Medrash because they had all these women that they were waiting to have a child. So you see that Kama Bittel Perivirivya, she was Goyim. Rashi has another pshat that it's referring to the government that forced Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon to work for them. Because of that, he couldn't spend enough time in Beis Medrash, or this whole thing was nizgalgal, and as a result, Yuvayt had all this bittel perivirivya. But either way, Rashi has two pshatim in what exactly this means. But I'll just tell you one ha'ara before we go weiter, and that is the Rama Mipano. This comes from one of his svarim. Says as follows. He says, Kfar biyarnu, ki nefilas harishon biyat tzadikim, hi ra me'ein hatoiva, lahogen aleyem, mikilyon charetz. That when a Rasha falls, Biyad HaTzadik, So, although it's bad, but it's me'in ha-toifa, because there's a certain shmira, and there's a good thing that comes from the fact that the Rosha fell b'yad ha-tzadik. V'nei omru chazal. So this is the way he demonstrates this. Sheshishim ganofim nitzlefu al pi Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon, shenofu b'yadoi k'shaya onus al pi ha-malchus li'asra. That when Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon was working for the government, so how many ganofim did he have? He chapped 60. We don't have this in our Gemara. But said Ramami Pano that you want to know how many ganovim he took. He took 60. Apu tir shishim noshim lebaleim. And you know what he did years later? He was mitaris 60 noshim baleim. The yodu shishim banim. The nikru bishmoi. The hoyu tamid chachamim. That it also doesn't say. They all vaxed those to be. Grace tamid chachamim. Apa pigain. Gozar behevi alatzma yisurim. But he brought yisurim on himself. And how much yisurim? Shishim shishim. All the miracles that happened were all with the number shishim. Because all these people, they needed tikkun, and therefore, everything that happened was 60, which was the exact same number, said the Rama Mipano, of people, of ganovim, the Rabbi Elazar Shimon killed. This was all to be miyasev daite, and in Shemayim they showed him that everything was spilling zechayis in 60. The yois habonim scharim hu tikunam sheishom afsharis hadvekas amakarnish masach Rabbi Elazar, above our pay grade. But the Rama Mipano laked to one knach to the story that we didn't have, that gives a whole ponim to this last gemara that we just learned. And that is, you want to know how many people Rabbi Elazar Shimon caused to get killed? It was 60, and because it was 60, that's why the Yisurim came in 60, and the Nisim that Hashem made to be Megan him from the Yisurim came in 60, and then the Tikkun, which was the 60 Scharim, was also 60, to show that this Inyan that Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon was very worried about is something that actually worked itself out, says the Gemara, moving along with the story of Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. When it came time for Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon to leave the world, he told his wife, Yodana b'derabbanan. This Gemara is just so remarkable. There is sichi olai. He says, I know the Rabbanan are very angry at me. And they're not going to give me a proper levaya, and they're not going to give me a proper kfura. I know this is not going to go good. I want you to hide me in the attic. Right? You might be a little bit scared for me to be lying, not alive, in the attic. You have nothing to fear. But that's what I want you to do. Amr Abshul Manachmenis. Abshul Manachmenis said, Ishtayali imed Rabbi Yonasan. I heard from the mother of Rabbi Yonasan. Dishtayala devisit Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Who heard from the wife of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So this comes directly from the wife of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. That loy pochas mitam nisri, not less than 18 years. Veloy tfei me esrim vetrein shin, and not more than 22 years. Oy gnisei be'ilisa. Was the body of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon in the attics. It's very funny. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's wife didn't know how long it was. She said, I'm not sure, somewhere between 18 and 22. Zicha not less than 18, zicha not more than 22. I am Rabbi Ruvim Ragolus in a Tzaytziyar that has a shtickle mahalach. But either way, he says the Gemara, whenever she would go up to the attic to inspect her husband, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, again, he's not alive, she would look at his hair. Anytime a hair would fall out, have a asidame. He would bleed a little bit. One day, she saw like a little insect, like a worm, was coming out of the ear of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So this is her talking. She said, I had chalich tadas. My husband, Rabbi Elazar Shimon, appeared to me in a dream. And he told me, it's nothing. It's not something you have to worry about. One time, Shami Bizilusu Tsubim Rabbanan. I heard someone say something not nice about a Tsubim Rabbanan. And I wasn't in Moicha properly. And it's for that reason that this is happening. But this is not a bad sign. It's not a bad omen. It's not something you have to worry about. The Gemara says, if there were two people that had it in Torah, so sometimes they would go to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and ask Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon to paskin. Let him tell them. What Allah is above, they would stand by the door of the attic. Marmil say, this person would say his shtickle Torah. Marmil say, the other person would say his thing. Not for kolam say, and then a coil would come out of the attic. This sounds like the ultimate Torah leva shemayim, right? But either way, it says the Gemara. Yom echad one day, have a kominza devisu behadish vavasa. So Rabbi Elazar Shimon's wife got into a fight with her neighbor. Amrullah. So the neighbor said to Hey Kabayla. You should be like her husband. Shalei nitin lekfuru wasn't given for kfuru. Meaning, Amri Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, Kulei hai vadi lav oir chara, that if people are already talking and they're using the fact that Rabbi Elazar Shimon wasn't buried in a disparaging way, meaning, this story was not the raya that the Olam knew about it. You see, they knew about it. They were coming to ask him shilas. But if it's already being used in such a way, b'derech zilzel, right? Kulehai. That's the emphasis. This is, now we're pushing it already. And it's for that reason they felt that now is already time to give Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon a proper kfur. Ikadami, some say that the background was a little bit different. Rabbi Shimon Yechai is chazoy lu bechalma. Rabbi Shimon Yechai appeared to the Olam in a dream. Amar lahu, he told him, pray the achas yeshli beinechem. I have a young bird between you. V'yatim roitzim lavia etzli. I want him with me. Where's Rabbi Shimon Yechai? Meiron. Since I want him in Meiron together with me. Azar Rabbanon lasukebe. So the Rabbanon had this gilui from Rabbi Shimon Yechai, so they have no choice. It's something they have to do. So they started getting involved, and Leishofku bnei Achberaya, but the people of Achberaya, so Rashi says this was a city that was very close to where Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon was. They didn't allow Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon to be buried. The Chol Shni, the Havin Naim, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon be Elisa, because all those times, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon was Naim. It's interesting, Naim means to sleep, right? All that time, Yishei Neofer, that Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon was there. There was a certain shmira, and they didn't want to lose the shmira. So the Gemara says, "Yom Echad Mali Yom Ede Kippur." One time it was Erev Yom Kippur. Have a three day older of these people of Bnei Achberai that were very torrid. Shadru Rabbanu leBnei Biri. So the Rabbanon sent people to Bnei Biri, another city. Vaskul Arsei. They quickly took his bed. Vamtuya leMarasa de Avua, and they brought him to the Ma'ara of Meron. It's incredible. We're learning this mamash Erev Lag Bayim. Asking the Chul Achna, and when they arrived in Meron, so they saw a snake. The Hadra Le Marasa was surrounding the Mara. Amrulay, they said, Achna, Achna, Pischi, Pichav, Yikonis, Ben Esalav. He says, open up your mouth, meaning clear the way. We want this son, Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, he wants to come with his father. So the Gemara says, Posach Lahu. It opened up its mouth, and it opened up a way, and it allowed Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon to be buried in this place. So before we go weiter, the Gemara just told a story about the Misa of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon and how he wasn't buried right away. He was in the Elisa for how long? Not less than 18 years and not more than 22 years. And then finally, he was brought into Meiron. It's interesting. The Medrash, and this is brought down in the Zohar Kaddish as well, has a little bit of a different version about the Petir of Lazar Rabbi Shimon. It's me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan, but it's not the same, and only because it's so davar ve'ita, I think it's kedai just to read the Medrash. The Medrash says as follows. It's in Medrash Koheles, it's Parsha Yod Aleph. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, ishtesheish ve'iskelias edrei. He became sick, and his arm was uncovered. Chamisei itzei v'chayches u'pches. His wife saw his arm uncovered, and she started laughing and crying. The Amris, she said, the reason I'm laughing is because Tuvoy Mahava Chelki Badein Alma. How lucky was I that I had the schus to live and to be the wife of this great tzaddik. Tuvoy this dabkis lahodein gufa tzaddikaya. That I had the schus to be mistavik. The Vedovak Peishtoy was with such a tzaddik. Upchase for Amris, but then she also started to cry. And she said, Vai the hodein gufa tzaddik la adama. That woe is to this person, this tzaddik. Al Hai Shufra the Balbar, that's Rabbi Yechon Alamad Aleph. So here you have Vaido Den Gufa Tzadika La Adama. Because having Midmach, as he was dying, Amr Allah, he told Rabbi Lazar Shimon said, Anam Midmach, I'm about to die. Baram Rima Lesle Mishlit Bi. But you should know that the worms, the Rima Vitalei, is going to have no shlit on me. What's the rest of the story? We know this. He had done that surgery. We know this from the beginning of the Agada to Gemara. Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis. Elo Toilata Dasida Nakara Acheri Udni. There's one worm that you're going to see is going to come from behind my ear. And the reason that's going to come, it's Mamash Ar Gemara. Dechad Zman Hava Olel Ushmos Kole Dechad Bar Nash Mechorev Vava Sfika Biyodi Lemevet Beidin Avali Ofis. One time I heard at Sumer Abonon, someone said something disparaging to him. I had the opportunity to be Moicha, and I wasn't. Now, he went further. And he said, the kivon, the damach, as soon as Rabbi Shimon passed away, is yad ba'adah gush cholov. So his body was put in gush cholov. He was buried in gush cholov. Our Gemara says he was put in the attic. He was buried, but not in Meiron. He was buried in gush cholov. And Rabbi Shimon, the Tanah Rabbi Shimon Ba'ichai, he used to reveal himself to the Moroinoi, to the people that lived in Meiron. For Amar Aloin, he would tell them, Chad ayin dimin dahavasli. I have one right eye. Meaning he's the apple of my eye. He's my right eye. For less, Atun Yehovin Yossi Gabi, why are you not bringing him to me? So when the Chever from Meiron would have this revelation from the great Rabbi Shimon, so they would want to go bring him. But the people from Gush Cholov,
Tikkun Basrayon, Bechutri B'murnan Yasa. They would come out with poles and with sticks, and they didn't let him take Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Chad Zman, Krav Tzoymer Rabbi. One time, it was Erev Yom Kippur. Amri, the people from Meron said, Ha'onsa Meisen Yasa Adi Inun Bakyan. So I think this is the time for us to be able to get him. It's Erev Yom Kippur. Everyone's so busy, right? You see, this is like a busy day, Erev Yom Kippur. Now we're going to be able to happen. Osman, they went, Boyan Maisune, and they went and they chapped. The Nafkin trained Chivon the Nur. And all of a sudden, there were two Nechashim made of fire that appeared. Sharon Mahalchin called the Mehon. And they were leading the way, meaning it was like an escort, a protection against the people from Gush Chol. Amrin, they said, Ahu Shaita Namaisin. We know now we're going to be Matzlich. Meaning, every time we've gone, we didn't have these Nechashim. Now all of a sudden, we have the Nechashim. Snevaisais, we're going to be Matzliach. The Kibbet, the Matul Namarasa. When they came to the place, to this Ma'ar, where Rabbi Elazar was, Kamaloin Trei Chivon Listar. So these two Nechashim, they went to the sides. Amrin, they said, Man Olo Naisile. So who's going to go into the Ma'ar and who's going to bring Rabbi Elazar? Amrin, so Rabbi Elazar, Shimon's wife was there. She said, Ana Olo Liu Naisile. I'm going to go. The Isli Simon Bay, because I have a Simon. I know which one is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. She went in. She saw that one worm that was by his ear. She chaffed that obviously that's her husband. She wanted to remove the worm. Sham is braskol amra, right? Braskol. This is real Aramaic. What we would refer to as a baskol. Shavku lemari chayve deibe chayve. You don't remove the worm. The ebishta, he's the bal chayv. This is paying up a chayvim. He's going to remove it when it's time for it to be removed. Either way, Isune the avune gabi avu. They brought him back to Reb Shimon, and then now who shaita? From that day on, like iskali Reb Shimon amara. Reb Shimon stopped appearing. He stopped revealing himself to the Chevre Meiron. But either way, you have two different versions of this story. Hatzad Ashov of the two stories is that Reb Shimon is buried together with Reb Shimon and Meiron. But he wasn't buried in Lechatchila. In Talmud Bavli, in Bava Metzia, Peidal on the days, where was he buried? He was buried in the attic. And in Medrash and in Zohar HaKadosh, he was buried in a place called Gush Cholov. This place had the schus. That's where Reb Shimon was buried for many, many years. Either way, based on this Maisa Shahoya Kachoya, that's the way it eventually evolved that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would be buried Adayim Azeh together with Rabbi Shimon and Meiron, says the Gemara. Returning to this story. So Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was just buried in Meiron, says the Gemara. Shalach Rebbe Ledaber Be'ishtai. So Rebbe, as in Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, wanted to marry the wife of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So she sent someone to read the Shidduch. Shalchaleh, she sent back. Klisha nishtamish by Kodesh, nishtamish by Choyl. He says, a Kli that was nishtamish by Kedusha. How was the wife of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? Nishtamish by Choyl together with Rebbe. Tamon Amrin. In Bavel, they had a different version of what the wife of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon sent back to Rebbe. Ba'asa the Mori Beis Atali Zayne. In the place, like the hook that the Balabas uses to put his hat, or to put his clay Zayin. Kul beraya, kul say. You expect a shepherd to be allowed to take his knapsack and put it over there. That's not something that you're allowed to do. Shalach Laos, he sent back there. He says, I understand. He the B'tayr Golem Imen. I know Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Ken him good from Besmedrish. And he's much better than me in learning. Avol b'maisim toivim imi Golem Imeni. Is he even better than me in maisim toivim? She sent back to him, listen, I'll be honest with you. This is above my pay grade. I don't know who's better in learning, Rebbe or Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Oh, but Maisim Yodana, I could tell you, Zicher and Maisim, he's better. How do I know that? Because he was Makabal Yisurim. And because he was Makabal these Yisurim, that's something that he did that Rebbe, as far as I know, you didn't do. Now, tomorrow's daf, we're going to see, not to give it away, that Rebbe's going to take Teichacha from what Ishtoi Shrub Lazar Rebbe Shimon told him, and he's going to be Makabal his own Yisurim. Kiyadua, Rebbe's the one that said Chavivin Yisurim. And it all starts with this one zog that he got from Ishtoi Shrub Lazar Rebbe Shimon. Incidentally, if you think about it, it's a Pella, right? We had a Gemara a few lines earlier, in case this is bothering you, where Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Kama Piri Virivya Bitla Risha Zuma Yisrael. Right, the Elazar Shimon's wife doesn't let Elazar Shimon go to Beis Medrash, and Kama Piri Virivya Bitla Risha Zuma Yisrael. And Rashi had two pshatim. Who's the Risha? Is the Risha this woman? Or is the Risha the Malchus Risha? I mean, if it's this woman, 5 minutes later, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wants the Shidduch. If he referred to it as Risha Zutz, it's a little bit strange. Teretz says when he said Risha, it doesn't mean what we think Risha means. But Al Kapanim, either way, this is the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this. B'toyra mayhi. Right, what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, I understand. Klitsha nishtamish b'koydish nishtamish b'choyl.
Aber that maybe in Torah, but not by Meis. She said Meis and Zichar. But Torah, even Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi acknowledged that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon was bigger than him in Torah. What's the makar to this? So the Gemara tells one more story. The Chavi Yasfi, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Safsali. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, they were teaching Torah and they were sitting on benches. Yasfi Kamai, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, the Rabbi. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon and Rabbi, they were the Talmidim, they were sitting on the floor. Makshu, Mefarki, they were asking questions and they were saying answers. Amri, says, I understand, these chever, they know how to learn. They're not kids. They're bombs. They're lamdonim. Without them, says, how could they be sitting on the floor? Avdulu, safsoli. I think we should make them safsolim. It's time for them in a very old-fashioned system where, depending on what level you want, that determines where you sat, if you sat. So he said, based on that, I think it's time they deserve a safsal. Askinu, so they put them on benches. Amalei Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Shimon Gamliel said, pray the achas yesh li beinechem. Have one pray. That was what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said about his son, Rav Shimon. So now Rav Shimon Gamliel says it about his son. Which one of these Tanam is Rav Shimon Gamliel's son, Rabbi? Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel, a father and son. He says, I have a prayer to achas, v'atem evakshim la'avda himeni. You want to take it away from me? So what was he worried about? So Rashi says, Shema Tishloit by Ayin Ra. He's worried about Ayin Hara, that his son Rebbe is sitting on a bench. It's something he was very worried about. Achsu the Rebbe. So he told Rebbe, no, I don't want you to sit on the bench, sit back down on the floor. Amalei Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha said, Misha Yeshloi Av Yichya, Misha Einloi Av Yamos. Rebbe has a father, Rabbi Shua ben Gamliel, alive to look out for his son. Plus, Rav Shimon didn't have a father anymore, because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai wasn't alive. So because he doesn't have a father, Yomus, Sachsu Nami the Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon. They said, you know what? If this is the proper thing to do, if a concerned father would tell his son, don't sit on the bench, then we have to, there's a bechin of Tanina Leib, Sachbicha Leile, and we have to look out for Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon. And they come, Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon, you should also. The Gemara says, Cholash Daite. So Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon saw that because Rebbe is being put on the floor, he's also being put on the floor. He had chalish sadas. Amar, he said, kochashvisu leikavasi. Right, you're acting as if we're the same. We're not the same. You know, maybe Rebbe could sit on the floor. I zicha belong on a safsal. And the Gemara says that Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon, when he saw they were being treated the same, he wanted to prove to the Olam that it really wasn't the case. So Adahu Yom, up until that day, whenever Rebbe would say something, have a Messiah, Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon. So Rebbe would say, Avart, and what would Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon say? Tanya the Messiah, Allah. Right? He would bring him rice. And we can't veil it from this day forward, it wasn't like that. Yomar Rebbe, whenever Rebbe would say something, so Yeshli Lahashiv, meaning that I have a Psaha Ara, Amalei Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon, Rebbe Shimon would say, Kach the Kach Yeshli Lahashiv, I know exactly what your Ara is, and Zuichu Vasech, and I even know the answer. Hashtar, he says, now you were about to mamish, make us meshuga, he kaftanu chuvas chavilo she'em be'em mamish. You were going to waste our time with a whole bunch of ridiculous kashas and a whole bunch of ridiculous terutz. I mean, Rav Elazar Shimon was very able when it came to his hanaga to Rebbe, when he saw they were being equated. He said, mechateisi, and all of a sudden, everything changed. The Gemara says, cholish daite de Rebbe. Rebbe had chalish sadas. Chalish sadas, Rav Elazar Shimon is so much better than I've been learning. Also, so Amale la'avu, and he went and he told his father, Amale. So Rav Shimon Gamliel told his son, Bini al yeir lecha, don't feel bad. Shehu ari ben ari, he's a lion, the son of a lion. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, the son of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Aba va'ata ari ben shuval, you're the lion, the son of a fox. He has better yichas than you do. Comes from better stock than you do. His father was an ari, your father's a shuval. It is what it is, says the Gemara. V'hainu da amar Rebbe. Now you can understand what Rebbe meant when he said, Shloisha an v'sonim he. There were three incredibly humble people. The Elohim, Abba, the Tata, meaning Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ubnei Besneira, the Yonasan Ben Shal. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hadamar, Rav Shimon Gamliel, we just said, Bnei Besneira, where do you find that the Bnei Besneira was such an Abba, Mdam Amar, Hoshivu, Beroish, Uminu, Lenasi Aleim. So the context of this is the Gemara Mesachtas Pesachim, where the Bnei Besneira were the Nesim, and they didn't know whether or not Korban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos or not Doicha Shabbos. Hillel had just come from Bavel, and he came, and he told them when he was Mekabel, from Shmai Vavtalian, and he told them what Talach is. And when they heard that Hillel knew better than them, so they made Hillel into the Nasi. So that's tremendous humility to take someone that just arrived from Babylon to make him into the Nasi. Yodisim and Shal. Where do you find Yodisim and Shal? The Kamalei of David. Yodisim told David, the Ato Timlech Al Yisrael. You're going to be the king, Vani El L'chol Mishnah, and I'll be the second in command. What do you mean you'll be the second in the command? You should be the first in command. The Teretz is, it says Anav. But the Gemara says, Mimai. I don't know if you have a raya from all these stories. Why? It could be Yonasan ben Shaul.
The reason he said, David, you should be the king and I'll be second, the chas of the Gari Alma Basa David. Because he saw that David had a tremendous following. So he realized that if he's the first name on the ballot, they have a much better chance of being successful. It was just using Chachma and B'nai B'Seir Nami. And as it relates to the B'nai B'Seir, we didn't see their tremendous anava because of the fact that they were... Because of the fact that they were willing to give up the Nasiyas to Hillel, could be them too, the Chazal Hillel, the Adif Minayo. The reason they did that was because they saw Hillel was better than him in learning, so he was more qualified. Elo, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Vaday Anafsan Hava. Oh, but from the three, right? Rebbe used to say, Shloisha Anafsanim Hein. Abba, Ubnei B'Seir, Yonasim Menshal, Mekenzachtingen of the B'nei B'Seir and the Yonasim Menshal. Oh, but Abba, of the Tata, that you can't think so. That already. There's no question that Reb Shimon Gamliel, you see, he was an anav that he said that Reb Shimon is bigger than you, Rabbi, because he's an Ari ben Ari, and you're only an Ari ben Shul. Reb Shimon Gamliel was a Shul that was Goydel an Vesenusai. That's what Rabbi meant when he said Shloisha an Vesoninheim, and that one for sure is a Dover She'in by Tshuva, that Reb Shimon Gamliel is a great anav. So as it relates to one final Rabbi. So the end of today's daf talked more about Rav Lozer Rav Shimon. Again, just not shayach that we're learning the Gemaras about Rav Lozer Rav Shimon, Erev Lag BaOmer, and specifically his greatness in learning, his greatness in Maisim, the way he took upon himself Yisurim, the stories of Rav Lozer Rav Shimon, Lach HaMoisai, and then at the very, very end of the daf, the Gemara pivoted and talked about Rav Lozer Rav Shimon relative to Rav Yehuda HaNasi. We know the Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, Halacha Kirebi Mechaveirai. Everyone knows that. Mechaveirai Veloi Mechaveirav, Halacha Kirebi Akiva Mechaveirai, Valacha Kirebi Mechaveirai. The Yad Malachi, in his Kloli Talmud, it's Ois Kuf Ayin He. He brings a Yerushalmi in two places. This Yerushalmi is in Perik Beis of Masechtas Dmai and Perik Gimel of Masechtas Trumas. It says, quote, Halacha Kirebi Mechaveirai, Ve'afilu me Rabbi Lozer Rav Shimon. That's what the Talmud Yerushalmi says. Says the Yad Malachi. Why would you think Rabbi Lozer Rav Shimon would be different? Halacha kirebi mechaveiroi ve'afilu me Rabbi Lozer Rav Shimon. So he says, I am Masechtas Bava Metzia, daf pei dalet amud beis. And it's mavur over there that Rabbi Lozer Rav Shimon was much bigger than Rabbi. He was bigger than him in learning. He was bigger than him in meisim. So solket ait chamina, I would have thought, halacha kirebi mechaveiroi. But maybe Rabbi Lozer Rav Shimon, that's already a different inyan. Kamash b'lon the Yerushalmi. That's what the Yerushalmi means, what it says, that halacha is like Rabbi Lozer Rav Shimon, ve'afilu me. Now, Halacha is like Rebbe, Ak Mechaveiroi, Va'afilum Rabbi Lozer Rav Shimon. But I just want to mention one Ha'ara as it relates to Rabbi Lozer Rav Shimon. It's a Ha'ara Nifla, and really, I'm basing it on a Torah that I saw from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. That is, that you go through the Gemaras that we're learning right now, the Gemaras about Rabbi Lozer Rav Shimon. So, Rabbi Lozer Rav Shimon, what did he do? How did this whole sugya start? It started that Rabbi Lozer Rav Shimon was able to figure out who the Ganovim were. These were Yidden. And he would hand them over to the government, and he would literally put them on death row. Now, he's a little bit insecure. Sisu b'nei me'ai, Sisu, and all that gadata is really coming to build off of that. But this was something that he did. And you see, the Chachamim were not happy about what he did, right? The Gemara said, Sholach le Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Chaimitz ben Yayin. Referred to him as Chaimitz ben Yayin. Yayin is Rabbi Shua ben Yochai. Yo Chaimitz, and Masai atam Moiser Amishal Elekeinu Lariga. Sholach le, he sent him back, Koitzim ani Mechalim and Akaren. Says, no, I'm doing the right thing. I'm taking all the Koitzim, I'm taking the thorns and all the weeds, and I'm removing them from the carrot. But this was a controversial thing that Rabbi Shimon did. How controversial? The Gemara says that Rabbi Lozer Rav Shimon was nifty. He told his wife, no one's going to want to give me a proper kfura. The zikha not going to be maspid me. And therefore, just leave me in the attic. It's best, sir. I don't even get buried because it's not a geya. The Oyam's going to give me a very, very hard time. But this was the avoida of Rabbi Lozer Rav Shimon. Hard to understand. Koitzim ani mechalim and akerim. An avoida of taking all the koitzim, all the people that are rishon, and plucking them out and doing it, following his gut in a rather controversial way. The Gemara, Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. So this is the Lag BaOmer Daf. So the Gemara says that after Rav Shimon Vayichai and his son Rav Lozer Rav Shimon were hiding in the Ma'ara for 12 years. So the Gemara says they came out of the Ma'ara and Chazu Inchi de Kokarvi Vazari.
And they saw people. It was Oyvam Kimen Hagei Hoylech. Imagine 12 years you're in a Ma'ara. And you're learning Teres Hasoy, the Teres Hazoyer with the boxer and everything. And all of a sudden they see people that are living a regular life. Omar, Sreb Shimon said, Manichin Chaye Yoylom, Ba'oiskim Bechaye Shah. Wherever they would gaze their eyes, all of a sudden, whoever they looked at would die. Yod Sabasko v'amrlem. Sabasko came out and said, "Lahakrav ayilami yitzasem." What, you came out of the Ma'ara to destroy my world? Chizru l'maraschem. If this is what you're going to do, go back to the Ma'ara. And the Gemara says, "Hadar asal isibu treisi yarchishata." They went back to the Ma'ara for another 12 months. Amri, they made a cheshbon. They said, "Mishpar Hashem begehenem zul beis chaydish." Yod Sabasko. Then a Basko came out and said, "Tzuumi maraschem." Now you could come out since Feitimel. Says the Gemara, "Nafku." They came out. They would go out, and again they started looking. They saw people were living a mundane life, and wherever Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon would gaze, whoever he would look at, all of a sudden was clapped. About have a masi Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon would then look at them, and Rabbi Shimon would give them a refuah. Amar Aloy, so Rabbi Shimon said, "Bini, my son, I understand. Dai lo oilam ani va'ata. I know you want the world to look in a certain way." But what can we do? It's just not the way it is. It's better me and you. We're going to learn Torah. Abba Zolzayin. Oilam kim nhoge hoylech. And harbi yasekar ashbi v'loy olse b'yadam. And this is the way the world has to be. Zolzayin. But you see again, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, whoever he looked, mamish miyad nisraf. And not just that, but even after the additional Yud Beis Chodesh, where Rabbi Shimon had the ability to look at people and he saw the world differently. But Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon did it. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, he still had that bechina. He still had that bechina of whoever he looked at, miyad havamachi. Bavitcher Rebbe said more. He said, Rabbi Shimon Ba'ichai was in a ma'ari. He was Pirush himself for 12 years, right? And then he went for a 13th year. Why'd he do it? He was a fugitive, right? The Roman government, they wanted to kill him. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon wasn't a fugitive. Nobody was trying to kill Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Why did he go? So Pashat, he went to be with his father. But obviously, it has to be a little bit deeper than that. He said, because in Shayrish Nishmasa, in his Avodah, it was an Avodah precious. It was an Avodah of being Pirish from the Am. Shimon Ba'ichai was there reluctantly. But Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, he went to Midas Atzmai. This was something that he had done. But Al Kapanim Habmiyah, you see again, it seems to be a very similar Inyan that you find there in our Gemaras, where Koitzim Ani Mechalim and Akerim, where Nochamal and that Gemara, whoever he looks at is these people, they're plowing, they're akering, whatever it is, and whoever he looks at, Miyad Nisra. But there's another Gemara. This Gemara is in Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chaf Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanu, Lo'ilu Mihei Adam Rach Kikana, Va'alye Kosha Ke'eres. Ma'isa, there was a story, Shabbat, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Mimigdal Gedar, Mibes Rab. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon was coming back from his Rebbe, from Migdal Gedar. Va'irach Val HaChamor, he was riding on a donkey, Umetai Las Fas Nahar, and he was at the banks of the river. V'somach Simcha Gedoyu. And he had tremendous Simcha. V'hoysna Daitai Gasa Olav, Neshalama Teira Harbe. And he felt very good about himself because he learned a lot of Teira. Nesdamali Adam Echad, as he was going, he saw a person, Shahaya Mechur B'yoysa, who was very, very disgusting. Amaloi, so this person who looked very, very mechur, right? We started the Gemara with Shufra, the Rabbi Yochanan. This person who was mechur b'yoyser, he tells him, Shalom Alecha Rabbi, v'lehich shalai. Lazar Rabbi Shimon says, chetich nishtahat. He refused to say, Aleichem Shalom. Amaloi told him, Reika, kame mechur oiso ish. I never saw someone so ugly like you. He says, tell me, Shema kobne ircha mechuar and kamaischa? Are all the people in your city as ugly as you are? Amaloi, so he told him, any a day, I don't know. Ella, however, if you have a problem with the way I look, lech the emra l'umin she'osani. Why don't you go tell the umin that created me, kama mechur kli zeh she'osisa, that, you know, you created something very disgusting. As soon as Rabbi Shimon realized that he sinned, yorim en achamar, he got off the donkey, v'nishnateach lefonov, and he mamish, he'd lie down in front of him, Amalei, he says, na nesi lecha. He said, I spoke wrong to you, I sinned, mechoy libi moichel. Amalei told him, eni moichel lecha, na moichel, achateilech l'umin she'osani, ve'emalei, you want me to be Michael? Go tell the woman that he made something very disgusting. Either way, the Gemara says, he was following him and mamish begging him for forgiveness until he came to the city. When they came to this person's city, all the chevre of the city came out to greet him. Everyone's stopping and everyone's a bracha to get a glimpse of the grace of tzaddik. This ish mechur told them, Rebbe. Says, who are you calling Rebbe? This person that's with you. Amalahem, he told him, if he's a Rebbe, al yirbu kamoisa bi Yisrael. May there be no Rebbe. If this is what a Rebbe is, this should never be. Amalahem ibn Ma. And he told him what happened. And he says, I feel terrible. He said, be moichelim because he's an Adam godly. He says, no, if you ask me to do it, I'll be moichel. And Rabbi Lazar, when he heard this, and he said, said, this is another epic Rav Elazar Rav Shimon story where again, incidentally, Lubavitcher Rebbe said, so he sees this person, he says, Kamer Mechur Ish Hazeh. He says, Avada doesn't mean that he just wasn't handsome. Kamer Mechur Ish Hazeh. Obviously, he was able to see in his shteren, the pnimius of this person, and he saw Kamer Mechur Ish Hazeh. This came from a koitzen, mani mechalem in akerem. That was the hergish, it's pasha. That was the reaction that he had. So what changed? When he told him, Leich el kleyumen she'osani, the emor loy, he said, because as soon as this person showed Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon that at the very least he acknowledges the fact that he was created by a Borei Olam, that he chap, that at least he has a Muna, Asadah Bat Shefer, that somebody created him, he realized he's not so bad. And he added one knetch. He said, go tell the Umin. He says, if an umman makes a keli, the keli has a purpose. You don't make a keli if it has no purpose. He said, Rav Elazar Shimon chap, that this person realized that even though he was a kli mechur, he was an ish mechur b'yoyser, of a lamais, and he had an umman that created him. And not just that, he created him for a purpose. He was a keli that was created for a tachlis. And with all his disgustingness, with all his kir, of a lamais, and epes a tachlis, he's on this world for a reason. Because otherwise, Hashem wouldn't give him back his neshama in the morning. And if he was able to be oimed on that, that he has a creator and he was created for a purpose, so he said, this person is not as mechur as I thought he was. And that's why he ran after him and he asked him for mechila, mechila zatzmech moichel, zatzmech moichel. Because he chapped, he's not as mechur as he thought he was. But I'll call upon him, this is the avoider of Elazar Rav Shimon. Elazar Rav Shimon had an avoider it's an avoider from certain tzaddikim, where his kitzim, koitzimani, mechalim and akerim. It was an avodah of he saw a person that's mechur b'yoyser. It's kama mechur ha'ishazeh. Where if he looked at people that were being zareya b'shazriya and chayrish b'shazcharisha and they were koitze b'shazktsira, he couldn't falight it. And whoever he looked at was miyad nisra. But I just want to end with one dover nifla, just to bring out a perspective. It's a zohar kaddish. We have to speak out one zohar kaddish right now, and that is as follows. Om Rabchia. Rabchia said, I heard a davar chadash. Ein beis medrash b'lo chadash. Reb Chiya said, tomorrow's daf, we're going to talk about the great Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya is maybe the most underrated personality in the whole Shas, as we'll see in tomorrow's daf. But this is Reb Chiya talking. Reb Chiya said, I heard a davar chadash, Reb Elazar said, as in Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, he said, the pasuk says, Hashem says, lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim l'chaloysam. And Klaius was in Golas. Loi ma'asnim v'loi ga'altim l'chalois. So Reb Elazar Rav Shimon got up and he darshin and he said, loi hikisim v'loi haraktim l'chaloisim iboile. What should Rebbe say? Hashem says that loi ma'asnim v'loi ga'altim, right? They weren't mo'us. They weren't megul to the point that I decided to get rid of them. Really what it should have said was I didn't hit them and I didn't kill them l'chaloisim. There was a Holocaust, 6 million Yidden died, but it wasn't l'chaloisim, right? All the tzaris, the Klai Yisrael, a third of the Jews in Tachvetat, say there, but it wasn't l'chaloisim. It never got to the point of l'chaloisim, so why is it like ma'astim l'gautim l'chaloisim? Why is that the doggish? What it should have said was, like he kissim v'loi haraktim, with all the tzaris, abel ha'maisim never came to the point of l'chaloisim. Elo, so Rav Elazar Shimon said, milsechadeto, he said, like ma'astim l'gautim. He says, man the son of l'achra, if somebody hates somebody, ma'asu l'kivle, v'galu b'giyu l'kameh, he's disgusted by the person. If you don't like someone, everything he does is wrong. Everything's disgusting. Right? He's poshid, he's metuav, he's megul by you. Aval hachob, when it came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loy ma'astim v'loy ga'altim. My time, what's the reason? Begin the chavivusa d'nafshoi b'nai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because the chavivus that I have for Klal Yisrael is so gewaldig, u'beginu, and because of that chavivus, kulu chavivin gaboy. Every single yid is chaviv by me. Hado d'chsiv, l'chaloysam. That's what the pasuk means when it says l'chaloysam. How so? L'chaloysam k'siv chaser vav. It's written l'chaloysam without a vav, as if it would say l'chaloysam, like a kalo. Begino. It's because of that. Loi ma'asna v'loi ga'altin. Begin the iu rechima d'nafshoi. Because she, Klal Yisrael's rechima d'nafshoi. In English, it means the love of my life. That's the way to teach it. Rechimusa d'ligabo. There's so much ahava that I have for Klal Yisrael that's why I never got to the point of ma'asna v'ga'alta. I'm not disgusted by Klal Yisrael. And then the Lord's Rosh went vayit and he explained it with a mashal. Listen to this mashal. The Bar Nash, the Rochim Itza. There was a Bar Nash and there was a certain woman that he liked a lot. The Havazdaira B'shuka de Borsiki. And this woman lived in a Borsiki. That's a tannery, right? It's the most disgusting. You can't even walk there without holding, you know, it's not possible. Ilo havas hi taman. If this woman that this person loved so much didn't live in the Borsiki, lo ayo be la omen. He would never be caught dead over there. But because she's there, dami be'enai keshuka deruchli. Whenever he walks into this Borsiki, he feels like he's mamish in a shuka deruchli. He doesn't smell a Borsiki. He smells the best smells in the world. He smells perfumes. That's what he smells. Uf hachas, Reb Blaz, Reb Shimon. V'afgam zois b'yesam b'eretz oveh. Klal Yisrael's in galus, the yushuka de Borsiki. And when we're in Galus, we're in a shuk of the Borsiki. Hashem says, when I walk into the Borsiki, there's no mius, there's no guild. You know why? With a kala, begin kalosam. It's because I feel like this is my kala. When I look at the in Galus, I see kachol reichin tov in the alma. Begin ahi kala de begavai. When I see the yid in Galus, I see the most beautiful thing in the world. Loi ma'astim v'loi ga'altim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Yidden are going to be in Golus. It's not just loi kisim v'loi hirakim. It's not just I'm not going to hit them and I'm not going to kill them. Oh, but loi ma'astim v'loi ga'altim. You're never going to be disgusting by me. Because I'm going to look at the Yidden and Ashval HaMatziv where we're so far removed from the way we're supposed to be. But it's never going to come to a point where it's going to be ma'us. Because even though Klal Yisrael Be'eretz Eveim is in a shuka de bursiki, and really, the reyach that comes sometimes is not such a good reyach. Oh, but that's not what I smell. Because what I smell says the Kaddish Baruch Hu, v'domi alayka kol reichin tov in the alma. Begin ahi kal de begavai. Because my kala is the Eretz Eveim. Klal Yisrael is my kala. Because it's rechimta de nafshoi, de shoyu tamon. It's mamish ahuva de nafshoi, the love of my life. So Reb Chiya said this. Reb Yossi was sitting there. Reb Yossi said, ilu lo yasino hacha. Had I walked into Beis Medrash and the only thing I would have heard was this Torah from Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, it would have been enough. See, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon in the Gemara Masechtas Taina sees this person that was Mechur B'Yoisne, and he said, Kama Mechur Ha'ishazah. How disgusting is this person? We have to remember, this is the same Reb Elazar Reb Shimon that said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael and he looks at the people that are so Mechur B'Yoisev and he says, Loi Ma'astim V'Loi Ga'altim L'Chaloisam, and a Yid can look so Mechur and he can look so removed, Mamish physically and certainly B'Pnimius. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, remember, I don't see a Shukah the Borsiki. What I see is, I see Domi Alayk Kol Reichin Tov in the Alma. And you know who said it? It was the Zelber of Reb Elazar Reb Shimon that said, and he said, don't forget that you have to put this in perspective. This was an avoid of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, an avoid to be masak in these nefashas, and a mahalach and avoid this Hashem. V'lei silchus akavase halacha kirevi mechaveiroi v'afilu Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Because the emes is, and even Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon was megalotos that le ma'astim v'le ga'altim lechalos.